Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. I am Skip LaCour. How you doing this morning? Here you are. Here I am. One more day of MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning. You're allowing me into your life, and boy, I really appreciate it to ask you questions, get you to think about this thing that we call life, this game, this challenge, this puzzle. How you doing with this game, this challenge, this puzzle called life? Are you in a good place right now? Are you feeling optimistic? Are you moving forward in a positive direction? You got this thing down, or you have the belief that you're right on the best path, all those things in life that you've taken the time to think about, those feelings, those emotions, those options, those goals. Have you taken the time to think about? You're well on your way towards getting those things, making those things happen, feeling those things. Or is it, you know, maybe somewhere in between? You know, you're not doing badly. Just looking for that edge, looking for that breath of fresh air, that one brief moment in time where you just have that break, maybe that breakthrough. I don't know where you are in your journey right now. We're all going through this game, this challenge, this puzzle called life. And man, if you're kicking butt, you're feeling great, you're moving forward, congratulations. If you are not, sometimes it's just that one distinction, that one new strategy, that one new way of looking at your situation. Maybe not just perceiving your situation as being so challenging. Sometimes that's all it is. You get that breakthrough, you're on a higher level, and there's a gigantic gap in between, right? Where we have to, you know, be appreciative to, you know, have that attitude to keep on going, to keep on enjoying, you know, our time on this earth. It's just so short when you really think about it. We have to just take advantage and enjoy every moment we can. At the same time, we have to, you know, keep that edge, because we know there is so much more inside of us. We have to keep that balance, and we can't get too satisfied, or we're not going to get up in the morning. We're not going to appreciate the small things and get the most out of life. Just wonder where you are right now on a scale from 1 to 10. If you were just whatever's in your gut, whatever you feel, throw out a number right now. And then what do you have to do? What's the first thing that comes to your mind that you would need to do to knock that up a couple notches? All right? Is it something consistent? If I were to ask you that question, if I were to have asked you that question 3 months ago, would it be the same thing now? The thing that, you know, your thing that would, if you just get this area of your life handled, if you have more of this or more of that, man, that would just knock it up a couple notches. And then what are you doing every single day to make those things happen, to finally create that change that you want in your life? Are you doing the same old things and you think that, and it could be true, you're doing the same old things over and over again, you just know it's a good plan, and you have this great, productive, effective, efficient way of thinking. It's just that you have to keep on doing what you're doing for a longer period of time. Do you believe that to be true? Have you taken the time to think about that? Is that the plan? Or are you just doing the things because you feel comfortable with them? They're effective to some level. You've never really taken the time to think if they're really going to take you to that other side. It's just that, you know, they're somewhat effective right now, and you feel comfortable moving forward. You created this plan, you're sticking to it. You feel good about the structure of following through. What is that for you? This Morning Connection podcast is all about just thinking about it. You and I, we're spending this time together, and I'm getting you to just think about these areas of your life. Your thoughts are so important. Just this half hour that you invest in yourself, whether you realize it or not, it is making an impact on the way you think. And those thoughts in small ways and large ways and all those ways in between, it is creating shifts in those actions. Those actions are taking you down a whole new path. Just over time is when you see it sometimes. Sometimes you don't see it right away. Sometimes you're just feeling great about life and you don't necessarily know why. This could be the reason, directing yourself towards those thoughts and emotions that are really who you want to be. Who you really want to be, and you're taking this time to think about it. Little by little, we're piecing it together. Here we are, Morning Connection Podcast number 184. 184. So 6 days a week since podcast number 100. I don't even know what that really is. I guess 84 divided by six. We've been doing this. I've been getting up every single morning to get ready and deliver, right? All of this thought, this inspiration, this coaching for you. Every single morning, delivering it at 4:30 in the morning, on our way to 200 Morning Connection podcasts. And if you're looking for the first 100 podcasts, go to skiplacour.com, click the podcast section, and you can scroll back there, because here on this More Than Just Muscles podcast network, if that's where you found me, or maybe you're new to these Morning Connection podcasts and you're from Blog Talk Radio or from iTunes, that's where you can find the first 100. And so podcast number 184, then I'm going to go to 200. So we have like 16 podcasts left of this connection, this time together, right? And then I'm going to set it there for a while. And just remember, we don't have to end this connection. Maybe you've been thinking about this one-on-one coaching that I've been talking about. You know, that's sometimes, you know, doing what you're doing, no matter how productive it is, you get in this certain way of thinking. And even if you keep on doing the same thing, the introduction of new thoughts and ideas, someone to hold you accountable, to force you, to remind you of the things you promised yourself, is so powerful. And I just got back from a seminar, and it was a business seminar. And it's just amazing. I want to talk a little bit more about some of the distinctions that I learned. I'll probably, as they marinate and I get more clarity, I'm going to talk about them, I am sure, over these next 16 or so podcasts. But it's just, you know, I get up on this, my podcasting station here in my home office, and, you know, I have to think about these things all the time because that's what I do. I love this personal development. I love stretching myself. I love helping you get the most out of yourself. So I have to think about this all the time just to deliver information, just to have a productive podcast going through this journey called Life with You. So I think about this stuff all the time. I definitely have a plan, right? If I am saying these things, at least the thoughts going in through my head. And like I said, you're just exposed to those thoughts in some way, shape, or form. It is changing you. It's changing your thoughts, which change your action. Now, if that's happening as quickly as you want, to the level that you want, as quickly as you want, I mean, that's a whole nother story, right? So for me, it's something I think about all the time. And if you've been listening to this podcast, you're coming along with this ride with me. But at the same time, I realize that, you know, I'm caught up in my own thoughts, my own worlds. And some of those beliefs are amazing, right? I don't even know why I'm going to be so successful in this area, right? Maybe I'm naive, and that being so naive and so optimistic is a great thing, because I don't realize the challenges that I face. I'm sure that as I look back on some of the things that I accomplished, maybe it was to become the world's best-known drug-free bodybuilder, a six-time national champion bodybuilder. I certainly didn't know what I was up against when I first started on that journey, right? I'm glad that I didn't, because then when I was halfway through, just kept on going. Maybe you have a situation like that. Making a career out of my passion back then, bodybuilding, training, being sponsored by other supplement companies, writing articles, somehow hustling and piecing together. You know, what was I thinking back then? How was that all going to happen? That was even before the internet, right, made things a little bit more easy. It's more competitive, but that's how I get introduced to so many people like you. So I started on that journey before the internet really even got going. You know, how did I think I was going to do that, right? And of course, along the way, I'm thinking, why did I ever decide to do this, right? But that's what has led me to where I am right now with you here today. And then starting Mass Machine Nutrition, right? This competitive world of sports supplements, sports nutrition products. Little old me, right? I had this blind confidence because I represented other supplement companies very well in my time as a competitive bodybuilder and a spokesperson. How hard I aggressively marketed myself and my message and my image and creating value for you, and what that did for supplement companies. Oh, I thought Oh, for sure. For sure I can help out. I've helped out these supplement companies. I can start this business, right? Didn't know what I was getting into, really. And here I am, Mass Machines, doing very well. Always a higher level, of course, but it's doing very well for little old me, just 3.5, 4 years into this whole process. And I just thank you so much for your support. I realize because you get a chance to know who I am, because I've gone up on these podcasts 184 times and all my other podcasts, my post on Facebook, making myself available to you, letting you know who that I am. I know because of that, you've given Mass Machine Nutrition Products a chance. You've given me a chance to prove myself, and then you've just loved the quality of the products that I have to offer. I realize it's because I've gotten up and I've let you know who I am, and you said, hey, I'm going to give this guy a shot. He's plugging away. And then I delivered what I promised with Mass Machine Nutrition. I just appreciate your support so much. So somehow piecing together, and like I said, I look back even to this point. What was I thinking? And again, it's a very competitive industry. The learning curve was tremendous, a lot more tremendous than I thought it was going to be going in. But, you know, you find a way to get through, right? And, of course, there's always these higher levels. But, again, sometimes it's good that you're naive. You have these thoughts, right? And you shouldn't be exposed to other people. They would tell you how hard it's going to be for you, right? But most of the time, I think that I would even say this, I'm going to speak for me right now. And when I tell you stories about me, it's really, I'm just telling you, exposing myself, being transparent about what I go through. And I don't mean to ever believe. I don't believe it for a moment. This is true of everybody. This may not be true for you, but maybe it is. I can just speak from my heart, from my experience. But many times I sell myself short. I make things a lot more challenging than they have to be. And then I expose myself to other people and their situation. I realize, wow, you know, a couple of things. Number one is the challenges that I'm going through. Wow, it's quite common. Right? And there's good people, successful, whatever that means, successful people going through the same challenges that I'm going through. And then many times I realize, wow, all this work that I've done on myself, getting up and doing these podcasts and doing these type of things for 25 years, I may have a leg up on these people from my hard work. Not that I'm better than them. I've just focused on what they're focused on for a lot longer. And in my cave, in my world, in my way of thinking, I just don't realize, you know, how much potential, how much power that I have, and maybe I'm not using it because I'm not having the right perspective. So a lot of times it's good to get out of your circle for those reasons. That's why I tell you my story. That's why you get on this podcast, is to expand your world, a whole new thoughts. This Skip LaCour guy, this one-on-one coaching specialist, this manformation guy, this bodybuilding guy, he gives me his view of the world because he's got to fill up a half an hour every single morning, right? So you get to step into my world. I tell you my thoughts, where I've been, where I'm going, all these thoughts in my head. Gives you something to compare yourself to in your journey, just to make it a little bit easier. And getting out of your circle is so great for me to do that, just to get more perspective. It's all about perspective, whether your journey is hard or easy or great or empowering. It's all about perspective, and sometimes you need to make sure you get out there and make sure you have that right perspective. You ever, I remember when I was a kid, and one of the projects for my brother and I, my brother's 11 months older than I am, one of the projects seemed like every weekend, if not even during the week, was to clean up our garage. Now, I don't know if this is true or it's just my perception being a little kid. And now it's years later, is that our garage seemed to be messy, just disorganized, like all the time. And one of the projects was to always clean it every weekend. So it wasn't like we let it go for a couple months and then it was really messy and it was this big project. It seemed like it was a big project every single week. Now, could have been because I was a small guy and everything just looked huge. But I don't know. My memory serves me. It wasn't like we were these garage people, like, you know, fixing cars or doing this and doing that. Like, well, you know, everybody was, the whole family was working at their, my parents were working at their jobs. You know, my brothers and sisters, you know, my brother and my sisters had to go to school, right? So it was like we had all this garage activity to mess it up, but it just seemed like it was messy every week. And a lot of times that was my project. A lot of times it was a project chore for my brother and myself. And I just remember just being so overwhelming, like, oh my God, all this stuff, big stuff, little stuff, dirt on the ground that needed to be sweeping. But before that, you had to move all this stuff. It seemed like it was that way every single weekend. Just remember just being so intimidated. And what do? You get in there, oh, this is going to take forever. I am just going to just get started. Not going to expect much. If I can just, on a scale from 1 to 10, which I didn't look at the world and scale from 1 to 10 at that time, but if I did, I would say, yeah, you know, I'm just going to go through the motions. I'm just going to get started. It's not going to get clean. I'm not going to be able to go play or whatever I wanted to do. I wasn't going to be able to do that until I got this garage cleaned. So if I just put in a 5 effort, I'll be happy. Let me just get this thing started. And then you get in there, you tackle the big jobs, and maybe half an hour later, an hour later. And then you step back and look, and you go, well, okay, I've made some progress. I'm not finished yet. I still got a long way to go. My mother certainly and father is certainly not going to let me go play with this job done. But it's a lot more manageable than it was when I first started. And then so then you kind of step back and you see that you've made progress. And then you start getting a little optimistic and say, hey, all right, here I go. And now you do the jobs or tasks of this major thing of cleaning the garage that have less of a priority, maybe a little bit more detail work, and then you get in there. Maybe you focus on that side, the left corner, right, or the right side. Then you take a step back again, and then all of a sudden you go, all right, you know, this is manageable. And then something happens where instead of just putting in a 5 effort, you're thinking, I got this. You know, even, you know, as a little kid, you know, the project, these projects that you've had, and you go, you know what? If I'm going to do this, I might as well do it 100%. I'll make my mom proud of me. I'll really do a great job. And this isn't so overwhelming like it was before. Just doing a 5 effort, just going through it, you know, that's not good enough. I can make this garage a 10. All right, so now all of a sudden, the whole job is more manageable. You start raising your standards now. You start getting optimistic. You're not moving so slowly. You're not just begrudging the whole process now. You know, you're almost optimistic. You have higher standards. You want to do this thing well since you're in it. And you just go, you're faster. You raise your standards. No longer is just getting through it with a 5. Now that it's more manageable, you're ready to make this thing a 9 or a 10, and you go for it. And then another half hour of work. And then you step back and look and say, man, this is good. I got the most of it out of the way. And go, let me tighten up those screws, or, you know, redo the things in the box here, or maybe I can put these roll up these hoses or cords a little bit tighter. Maybe I can make a hook for them, right? And then now it's like you're really taking over the top since you've gone this far. You've had so much work, right? And, you know, if you can't relate to the story of cleaning up the garage, but maybe you know what I'm talking about. Maybe you do that with some things at work, or maybe your projects. Right? Maybe it's with your physique, right? With your working out. When you first started, it was just getting to the gym and watching what you ate and losing the first 5 pounds, getting comfortable. And once you saw all that, you said, man, I'm going to take this over the top. I'm going to learn new distinctions, new strategy. I'm going to raise my standards, right? Isn't the way life is a lot of times. And I wonder where you are in the process. Are you just thinking, I just got to create some movement? Just anything is better than nothing. Right? Doing anything is better than where I was before. Right? Or have you kind of accomplished some of your goals? Maybe you didn't appreciate it. Maybe you have to take a step back and really appreciate where you are and say, wow, I've done a lot. Man, I've been cranking away. I've been listening to this Skip Guys podcast for the last 84 podcasts or 184 podcasts, I've really made some progress in not just my thinking, but how it's manifested itself, the productivity that is created and what I'm doing. This whole journey of life or whatever this big goal in front of you, I've made some major progress. And you're feeling awesome about it. And you take the time to think, wow, I could take this over the top. It's time to set higher standards or even get better at the things that I was doing. Maybe back a couple months ago, if I just gave a 5 effort, that would have been okay. But man, now that I see what's ahead of me and what I'm capable of, it's time to crank up my efforts to an 8, 9, or 10. Because I'm that excited. I can look back and see all of my progress. Or maybe that it's just you have newer, higher standards, and now you're really doing those detail works because you want it to be that much better, and that's certainly much higher than just a few months ago where if you just got it done. Now you have the details, right? And where are you in that process right now? Is it time for you to take a step back and say, I got this. I got this. It's time for me to really put forth a lot more enthusiasm into what I do. I'm a stronger person. I'm a better person. All that gunk, all that BS that was going on through my head, all that lack of confidence. I mean, I've chipped away. I'm not that same guy. I'm a lot stronger, better, more efficient, more focused person. It's time to look at this garage, this project called life, and have higher expectations of what I do or what I want it to look like. Right? I mean, that's kind of where I am, like right now. What I'm going through is, you know, just pounding away. You know, you hear me? I will not let you down doing these podcasts every single day. If you are following on my Facebook page, facebook.com/SkipLaCour page, or Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, you see what I'm producing every single day, right? So it isn't like I'm not chipping away. Sometimes, just like you, it doesn't seem like it's moving as quickly as I want it to be. Things aren't happening. But, you know, and this is something my wife and I, we constantly review our goals at the end of the month, get in that real habit, think about things. We're grinding away. You know, there's areas of our life that we're thinking, oh, man, we've got a big hill to climb. Let's just move forward 5 or 6, right? But now you look back on that same area of life, I mean, hey, we can do this. We can do this at a higher level. We can do this more optimistically because we got this, right? Sometimes it takes a step back, and that's where we are. We're thinking, wow, we've really chipped away on a lot of different areas. We've made major progress. Now, going back to that cleaning up the garage analogy, doesn't it sometimes seem like, wow, I've done so much work, it looks so much better, but now your vision, your expectations are higher. So it still seems like you're halfway through the project because now you have higher standards. Like, again, you want to roll up that hose. You want to line up the boxes a little bit more neatly, right? Arrange those screws in the boxes where that wasn't even in your plan before. Right? It was just moving the big stuff, right? So now you've been working hard, you've been making progress. But now, with your new set of standards, all the things you want to do, you've been working this time, and it only seems like you're halfway through because you've added more tasks. You wanted more out of all this, right? So we've been working away. It seems like we're, even with all this progress, we're still only halfway through, or maybe the journey, because we've raised our standards so much higher, it's like we didn't make any progress. Like we're starting, there's so much more to do. And that's just because we've raised our standards. We've added things, higher standards, more things that we want to accomplish. We have this confidence. We can do more, have more, experience more. Almost like, hey, we've been working for an hour on this garage, so to speak. We've been working for an hour. We estimated it would take us about an hour. We've done so much work, obviously. We've been putting in our effort. But now, an hour into it, we guesstimated it would take about an hour. Looks like we've got 2 hours more work to do. Again, because you raise your standards, there's more things that you want. Now, that can be frustrating, but is it time for you to take a step back and look at everything that you've done and you've created? So you can say, wow, I have done a lot just because my standards have been raised. So you move forward and just realize you're now empowered with higher standards. You want more. You're a stronger person to expect more, right? So you don't have that feeling that, man, I've been working so hard so long, been sweating in this garage for so long. I estimated that would take an hour. I'm an hour into it, and I've got 2 hours more work left. Can you relate to those feelings, right? So maybe this is the time we take a step back. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm resetting. I'm looking at all my goals and appreciating everything that I've done over the last few years. I mean, just setting up Mass Machine Nutrition that I talked about, doing well in a good spot right there. It was just a dream before. I mean, being married to my just amazing wife and enjoying the relationship and, you know, our family, you know, with our daughter, Brooklyn, and everything that we have planned in the future. Everything is moving to plans. That doesn't mean everything is done. It doesn't mean it's time to sit back and celebrate. It's just that we've added more projects to this garage, right, and higher standards to it. But it's taken a step back. Our work has produced a better life for ourselves. And even though there's so much more, right, we have to take that step back and reset goals in that, you know, empowered state that we have done a lot of great things. You have been working hard. You've been working consistently. You've been changing your thoughts. You've been changing your actions. You are a stronger person. You have done a lot. You don't want to live in that mindset of doing without. I'll tell you, your mindset is everything. One thing I want to talk about the seminar that I've gone to. It was a business seminar, right? Taking Mass Machine Nutrition with all the, and also my coaching business to the next level. And it's just amazing. There was a chart, and it's so true. And that's why I do this Morning Connection podcast all the time. Sometimes, you know, you want to come to me, well, just give me, how do I produce more confidence, that whole man formation stuff, or how do I build big muscles? Sometimes I want to skip over that and just really talk all about the mindset, right? All about your attitude, all about your thoughts. And, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, I mean, you get it. You get how important all of this is to everything. I mean, you can apply this to your job, your business, your money, your relationship with your wife or your husband, or you want to eventually, you know, have that wife or husband in that relationship, your physical health, your physical body, every area of your life. You understand by listening to this podcast all the time the importance of that inner game, right? Who you are. It's not the strategies, but, you know, there's a lot of people out there who just tell me how to. I don't want to hear about this mumbo jumbo mindset stuff. You talk about the same stuff all the time. You know, there are people who are like that. And sometimes I force that on this on them, where they're looking for what the chart is like. 10% are the strategies. With the mindset, you can make the strategies work. You can find them. 10% is the strategy itself. And in this chart, it has like 25% is influence and persuasion skills, getting people to help you joyfully, enthusiastically, that part of it. You know, it takes a special person. I talk about that a lot of the time. 25% of the pie is your people skills, influencing, getting people to help you, finding the right people to help you. And so that leaves 65% is all you being the person who is successful, you being the person who can create those things in your life. That mindset, this inner game that I talk about, 65% is the stuff that we talk about. Some people don't understand that mix, but just going to that seminar, you know, it came back. I don't care about the specifics of your business, the nuts and bolts. You know, whether that was, as I'm interpreting this, how I can take Mass Machine Nutrition to the next level or my coaching business to the next level. It all comes back to the 65%, this mindset stuff we talk about. Again, I'm not telling you anything that you don't know. Sometimes I got to remember that, and you'll see a shift in me. How am I applying that to what I don't already know? It's just that, you know, people come to me for muscles, right? They come to me for discipline. They come for me for more confidence. They want to know that 10%. And sometimes I don't maximize. I mean, there's 310,000, 310,000 people on my Facebook page and people on my mailing list who came to me for the muscles. They believe that that 10% of the strategies is 99%. You know, unlike probably you understand about this mindset. And so when I go off where you can see the majority of stuff I talk about, if you really watch closely to my emails, podcasts, you know, I know the importance of this inner game, 65% at least. And that's what I push on a lot of people. Well, it's not that I push, I just know it's important. And what I'm hoping is that they get it. And I don't give them that 10% that they want, the strategies. You know, watch me from this point forward. That was one of the things that I took from this seminar, is that, you know, have to give all those people who come to me for the muscles, right? If you go to my Facebook page and if I were to post something about, you know, a training strategy, right, an infographic on that, I mean, there'll be 1,000 people who talk about, I don't know, controlling the negative, right? I'll do that this week just to let you see. I mean, it'll be shared. 1,000 people will like that very specific strategy and get all pumped about it. Because that's why they're coming to me for the muscles, that 10%. They overvalue that 10%. And I'm not giving them what they want. And then I'll do something that I know to be massively important. You know to be massively important about the mindset that can make any strategy work, whether that's bodybuilding and training, more confidence, whatever it is you want. And, you know, there'll be 100 people, if that many, who like it. So you'll see that shift where I'll give them what they want, and when they get into my circles, somehow, some way, I'll get them over to listening to this stuff that I talk about in the Morning Connection podcast. And maybe that story, my situation, talking about me as a coach and me delivering information, what my body of fans and my body of students, followers want, and how I'm not delivering that, maybe it's something for you to think about. You know, how much value are you putting on, if I just knew how to do this, this, and this, and this, right? If someone just provided me the steps, I can't find the steps. There's so much information out there. Who do I trust for the steps? Just realize, maybe a little bit more, how important all this stuff is versus, in comparison, how important the strategies are, all right? So let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines really quick here. Got to get right off this podcast and start my day full of coaching sessions. I'm stacked all the rest of the day. Get off this podcast right at 5 a.m. here. I start at 5:05. I'm going all the way to 2 o'clock on the hour with my one-on-one coaching clients. Again, when I reach 200, that's when a lot of times I really get all the spots, all the waiting lists, it's full. So if you've been thinking about coaching, send me an email right now at skip@skiplacour.com. Let's talk about that. I'll talk about that on the phone with you. See if it's right for you. See if it's a good fit for both of us. It's really important that this works for you, but it also works for me. So send me that email right now. Don't wait until Morning Connection podcast number 200 is done. skip@skiplacour.com, right? So I'm starting that. Going to be stacked throughout the day. So what was that thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you, right? You should know these questions by now, what I'm going to ask. What was that cool moment yesterday when you said, wow, life is pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now to think about what that major, major accomplishment feeling, that experience that you really want, that's going to take months, if not years, of you stepping up, you constantly resetting, right, getting new perspective on cleaning up this garage so you're more empowered. You raise those standards. You have the perspective that you are indeed making progress. I mean, we're talking months, if not years, of you doing that. That's what it's going to take for you to accomplish this huge goal. What is it right now? Take 3 seconds right now just to think about that huge goal you have for yourself. Is what you're doing right now the highest and best use of your time? Is it effective and efficient? Is it really leading to that big result, those big results in life that you want? Because we don't want those short-term things that make us feel good, that kind of take us off our edge, kind of make us lose our appetite and hunger, because they satisfy us in the short term, and we don't get up earlier in the morning. We don't try one more time. We don't stay a little bit later, right? We don't we skip some Morning Connection podcast, right? Whatever it is, we lose our edge because we get those short-term things that satisfy us and curb that hunger. We have to know what our result is and what is what we're doing helping us get there. And what are those results that you really want to get? All right, guys, have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.